We are in Daf Ayin Tes. We're really two lines at the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Okay, we're discussing the Shita, the position of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, "Hashosek amanas lamekot mefer afil mikan v'adatzar yamim." This is what we discussed last week. Rabbi Chanina says that we know that one of the ways to for the father or for the husband to establish it as a neder, he can either, if his wife or his daughter takes a neder, he can either be mekayimit, explicitly say that I want this to be established as a neder, or if he's quiet for the whole day, so then it's established as a neder. Comes along Rabbi Chanina and says that it's not true, it's not always true. If let's say, that's only if he's quiet for the sake of taking this on as a neder, to accept it as a neder. But if he's quiet because Amanas lamekot, really, he doesn't want it to be a neder. He's just quiet because he's doing it either to cause trouble, to annoy his wife, or as we saw the Mefarish last week, it's a form of musar. It's a form of rebuking his wife for taking the darm. Don't go taking the darm left and right. I'm gonna make sure that you realize that there are serious consequences because I'm gonna keep quiet. It's true. I want to be made for later on. I don't want it to be established as a neder. But the reason why I'm quiet now is to scare you off. I don't rely on me to be the one that's going to undo all of your nedarim. Don't take nedarim to begin with. So that's why he's shosek. So he's not shosek because he wants to establish it as a neder. It's shosek amanas lamekot to either, you know, to annoy his wife or to give her musar, to rebuke her for taking nedarim to begin with. But he really wants to undo the neder. So says Rabbi Chanina. So now the clock is no longer for that day alone. You're able to be made for later on. Very interesting position that really the way it's working is that the way shtik works is that it's megala, it reveals that you want to do hakama. If it's not revealing that you want to do hakama, so then shtika doesn't work. You have for longer than that day. That's the position of Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so we had, I think, one question on Rabbi Chanina, and we rejected that question. Now we're going to have other questions also. Eventually, we will reject Rabbi Chanina, but we're going to present many, many different questions on Rabbi Chanina. For the first few, it won't be questions. We'll reject those questions. For the last few, it will be rejected. So, Masav Rav Chista, we're on the second to last line. Masav Rav Chista. We have the following braisa. Chomer b'hakim y'behefer u'behefer y'behakim. That there are certain chumras, there are certain stringencies that apply to a kama when the husband establishes a neder, that don't apply to a fara when he undoes the neder. And there are certain stringencies that apply to a fara that don't apply to a kama. And the Braisa continues, chumra b'hakam, what's the chumra, what's the stringency by hakama? Shashtika mekayemes, ve'in shtika mevatelis. Shtika, by keeping quiet. Keeping quiet is a form of kiyam. Keeping quiet is a form of kiyam. But shtika, if I were to keep quiet, it's not a form of bittul. Now, what does that mean? Shtika can't be a form of bittul. Why would you ever think that keeping quiet would be a form of getting rid of the neder? I understand keeping quiet can mean hakama, because by keeping quiet, so I'm not being mefer and the day's over. So it could be hakama. But what does it mean that shtika could be mevatel? So some of the mefarshim explain, what's the case of shtika being mevatel? Shtika could be mevatel in the following, as a habin. Again, we don't say this, but what's the tzad? What's even the approach to say that shtika could be a form of hafara? By just keeping quiet, it's a form of hafara. So some of the mefarshim explained that the case is where, why are you shosik? It's clear that you're shosik because you're annoyed. The person is annoyed with his wife. That it's like, how could you take such a neder? I'm not talking to you. He's stonewalling. He's not talking to his wife. So it could be that the shtika there is viewed as a form of bittel. It's like you want to get rid of the neder. It's so obvious from his emotions and from his body language that he wants to get rid of the neder, that maybe shtika could work to get rid of the neder.
He's speechless out of amazement that she's done
this. That she did this. Like, how could you do this? I can't even say anything. So that's the habamina. That's what you would have thought. But it doesn't work. Shtika only works for be mekayimit, to say I'm establishing it as a neder. Shtika doesn't work to get rid of it as a neder. Continues the price. Kiyim belibo, kiyim. Hefer belibo, inu mofer. And also, if I'm mekayim it in my heart, if I don't say explicitly that I want to establish as a neder, but it's just, I have it in my heart that I want to be, it's in my intent that I want to be mekayim it, so then that works. Hafar belibo, to just be mefer in your heart, to say, I don't want this to be a neder, but I'm not saying it explicitly. I'm not saying muferlach. I'm saying it just, that's my intent. It doesn't work. And then it says, the last line here is not really a chumrah for one versus the other, it's just a halacha. Kim and Yochel Hafer, Hefer and Yochel Lekayim. Once you're Mekayim it, you can't be Mefer. Once you're Mefer, you can't be Mekayim. So basically, once you establish it, once you do Kiyim, so you can't get rid of that, you can't be Mefer then. And once you do Hafara, once you get rid of the Neder, you can't be Mekayim it. Once you picked which one you're going to do, you can't change positions. But that's not that one has a Chumra over the other. That applies in both directions. Okay, that's the beginning of the Braisa. But the Gemara wants to prove something from here. So it says the Gemara, Kitani, let's just go back to the Braisa. It says, Shahashtika Mekayemes, that being quiet, that's a form of Kiyim. So ask the Gemara, my love b'shosek amenas lemekot. What's the case? Isn't it that you're being quiet amenas lemekot? Isn't it talking about a case where you're quiet, not because you want to do kiyum, but it's because it's amenas lemekot. It's to annoy or to give musr, to rebuke your wife for taking the neder to begin with. Answers the Gemara, no, lo, b'shosek amenas lekayim. No, the case is where I'm quiet in order to do kiyum. I'm quiet because I want to do kiyum. Ask the Gemara if it's I'm quiet because I want to do kiyum. How do kiyum belibo kiyum? Then what's the next line of the Braisa? The next line of Braisa says kiyum belibo kiyum. So if the shtika itself, the previous line, I'm quiet because I want to be mekayim it, that's the same thing as kiyum belibo. Kiyum belibo, I'm mekayim it in my heart, and I'm quiet because I want to be mekayim it. That's all in my heart. That's all. It's all internal. So it's the same thing. If I'm quiet because I want to be mekayim it, and if I'm kiyum belibo, hainuach, it's all the same. That's all the same thing. When I'm kiyum in my heart, if I'm establishing it as an neder in my heart, that's the same thing as saying I'm quiet because I want to be mekayim it. So answers the Gemara, no, it's not. That's not the case either. Ela bishosik stam. The case is where I'm quiet stam. I'm quiet. You know why I'm quiet? It's not I'm quiet because I want to give rebuke to my wife or I'm trying to annoy her. I'm quiet because I'm just quiet. I don't have any particular reasons. I'm just, you know, the clock is ticking. The day's over. I can't be mefer anymore. I can't undo the neder anymore. But it's not that I'm. Sometimes I'm just quiet because I'm quiet. It's not because I want to establish it as a neder or not establish. I'm quiet. Not being proactive itself means that the neder will be chal. The neder will continue to exist. Okay, that's what the Gemara answers. Okay, so just on this line. On this part of the Gemara alone, we had the phrase in the Braisa, kiyum belibo, kiyum hefer belibo enu mofer. That if you do kiyum in your heart, if you just do kiyum without verbalizing it, that works. But if you do hafer belibo, if you do hafara, it doesn't work. So why is that? Why? Well, this is a big discussion. Why is it? Kiyum belibo works, but hafara belibo doesn't work. So if you take a look at the Ran, on the left hand side. So he says, how do we know that kiyum belibo works? That you don't have to kiyum belibo kiyum, she ain't tzarich lahotzi b'svasav. You don't have to verbalize it. So in the next round he says, v'nir beinai, di'afinen la mishtika. How do we know that kiyum belibo works? Because I learned it out from shtika. Di'yom shamo shehi mekayemes. If I'm quiet for the whole day that I hear about it, to the husband, to the father, it works. D'tayim amai, why does it work? Mishim dekevin sh'avar yom shmiya, v'lo hefer gali adaiteh shirotzi b'kiyum shal neder. Once the day passes and I'm not mefer, I have an option. I could do a farah, I could get rid of the nether, or I could do a kama. But I don't do anything. I keep quiet. I could have done a farah, and I keep quiet. That reveals to us, gali adaite, that he wants the kiyum to exist. He wants the kiyum to exist. Right? Happens to be the stapler asks, why is this a proof that he wants the kiyum to exist? That he wants the nether to exist? Maybe he's just, he doesn't have a choice. He doesn't care. He doesn't have a preference. So the stapler says, that itself proves to us that it's enough. As long as they don't have a preference, the nether continues to exist. The only time the nether doesn't exist is if I specifically don't want it to exist. But if I don't have a preference, I don't care. If she takes the nether, doesn't take the nether, that itself is a form of saying, I want the nether. The nether will continue to exist. It's only if I have actively decided that I don't want it to exist, will it not exist. Okay, but at the end of the day, I had the choice to be made for. I had the choice, says the Ran, to do afar. I didn't. The day passed. Gali adaite, it reveals to us that he wants the nether to last. Ama kol shebelibo lekaimo sagi. The fact that that works by shmia, just by being passive and not doing anything, it reveals my intent. So then, so too when it comes to kiyum belibo, if it works. El diyav le rachmana kol yom bala hafara mishum da adar da arva shimsha lo muchamidi shirut lekaim the dama basar hachim mefer la kev de basar daiti bilchur azlinon. Basically, if without doing active kiyum in my heart, without having that intent in my heart, so then we give you till the whole day because maybe he'll be mefer. We don't know what his opinion is. But if he does kiyum belibo, if he establishes it in his heart that he really wants to do kiyum, in his heart. He doesn't tell it to us, but he has it in his heart that he wants to do Kiva right now. He wants to establish it as a nether right now. So then it'll work right now. We don't have to wait till the end of the day. It'll work right now as a Kiyam. When it comes to Shtika, so we have to wait till the end of the day. Because we don't know what it's not Gali Adaiti. We don't know what his position is. But we have to wait till the end of the day. But when it comes to Kiyam Believe, so then that works right away because he's establishing it now as a nether. So that's what the Ron says. That's what the Ron says. So just to end off on this point, that we're going to have to see the rest of the Gemara, there's a Rabbi Akiva Eiger on this Ron. This Ron is very difficult. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I don't understand. When it comes to Shmia, that's an Umdana Demuchach. Again, everything is internal. So you have a day to be Mefer. So he's not Mefer. He doesn't undo the Neder. So that proves to us, everybody looking around sees, it proves to us what his Das was. He clearly doesn't want to be Mefer. He has the day to be Mefer. He chooses not to. So the fact that he chooses not to shows to us what his Das is, but that he doesn't want to be Mefer. But Kiyam Believe, what is Kiyam Believe? Kiyam Believe is all, it's like Dvarim Shebelev, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, Inam Dvarim. Inam Dvarim. If it's an Umdana, the Muchach, if it's clear, so it is Dvarim. So when's the case that it's clear? The whole day passes, so it's clear that he doesn't want to be Mefer. But right now, it's the middle of the day, smack in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, he does Kiyam Believe in his heart. That's not good enough for us. That's Dvarim Shebelev. It doesn't reveal anything to us. When the day passes, it reveals something to us. It's an Umdana Demuchach. It's clear. But if it's not clear as day, so then the fact that he is Mekaimit in his heart, he does Kiyam in his heart, that shouldn't work. That's called Dvarim Shebelev. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has that question on the Ron. Big, big discussion. We don't have time for it now, but how to answer that. But it's a big question on the Ron. Anyways, that's just a explanation of why Kiyam Believe works and Hafar Believe. To establish it in your heart, it works. Hafar in your heart does not work. To undo it, you have to verbalize it. It doesn't work to just do it in your heart. But this is the side point with regards to the overall question that we're discussing, which is this position of Rabbi Chanina, which we'll discuss further tomorrow.